What seems to be among the company you had, say, in Paris, and those who, for example, were really, you know, intensively engaged with this writer, what was their report, what was their characteristic report to you of his interest for them?
That he's like a crazy Genet, and the savagery of the text.
Well, for instance, for some years, people's engagement with particularly with Gregory Corso, was some kind of charming, you know, very, if you were too close to him, he was threatening, but wow, was he ever a one-man
right.
band?
No, they weren't concerned with him personally.
Yeah.
Most people didn't know him. He's really a hermit.
Yeah. Well, this had a remarkable distortion of Gregory Corso's abilities, but I was wondering if they were involved with the social entertainment he created?
No, because he didn't create social entertainment.
Well, did his books, I mean.
Yeah, with his book.
Did his
books
create social
entertainment? Yeah, that was a lot of the main concern. No, but it was also with the idea of self, because a lot of the phrases he uses, such as motoricity or the way he talks about the self, and he never quite answers I, has to do with a lot of theoretical work that's going on in France. The notion of a non-centralized self, but what you have rather is a series of almost, again, the word scientific, it's like mechanized what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Such a problem translation.
Does he feel as a Marxist that the proletariat is a more or less contained situation of persons that can be instructed and led to particular modes?
Not that I can tell. I don't know.
I was struck by a point in Octavio Paz's, I can't recall which of the two it's in, but The Labyrinth of Solitude in the subsequent book, in which he points out, he's certainly socialist, without the least exception, and certainly has considered Marxist doctrine with great respect, but he was saying that it's sadly the case that no revolution, in recent times at least, has ever been instituted by the proletariat. It's been the grounds of the revolution and the most, you know, potentially affected persons in some real way. Obviously, others would, on the other side of that fence, would argue to the contrary. But the initiation of revolution by a proletariat is apparently never truly occurred.
Well, I don't know. It's a different situation.
I'm trying to locate where this writer's coming
well,
from.
Well, give me 5 minutes and I'll try to give you some information.
Yeah.
Because in France, what happened is after the 1968 May Day thing, the Glaconians and the Sakai, this is real simplistic, but a lot of the work done in psychology became the main theoretical work of what's the intellectuals and the philosophers. There's a slight difference. And the notion of self, or the question of self, became, and therefore of mentality, became of prime importance within this discussion. And the reason someone like Félix Guattari is almost like a culture hero, one of the reasons, is that simultaneously he has a notion of self, and this helps some of the language in what I read, that, as I say, it's a non-self, it's an idea, it's a mapping, as if when you map the self, you mapped it as a nomad would map it, rather than as a person who lived in, New York City would map it.
Mm-hmm.
That you had various centers and various mechanisms that went on, and, you know, you could simultaneously love and hate, you could simultaneously be a selfish person and a generous person, and there wouldn't be any problem.
But no contradiction.
Talking very loosely, you could be schizophrenia is a very viable way if there are no blockages. A real loose thing to say, but if I get that point across. And partly, I think when this guy uses things like the word motoricity, the mechanical terms, the interest in scientific, you see, we're really dealing with other languages, and there's this. One reason his work was so interesting to a lot of the French intellectuals is because it's a kind of novel writing that has to do with this whole intellectual discussion that's been going on, that has to do with this notion of self, that that he can describe how he writes or why he writes or whatever, he can describe the text in terms of this the language of the intellectual discussion about the self, which has really been the prime discussion in France among these groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
that's one reason for the great interest in his work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I,